Hello,
Hi, Julia. I'm glad to meet you guys, and I'm really excited to talk to you. And so today we are going to talk for our listeners who have tuned in over the last 2 months and ask for some advice. Before we get into it, I do want to say I'm so sorry that I have not been available to you guys and not here, but honestly, I just had a lot going on and I just needed some time to myself for the last couple months. But nevertheless, I'm gonna try to be here and give you guys what you deserve and what you need. So that's what we're gonna do today. So as usual, we're gonna start by listing the person, and we're going to and we're gonna read their message, and we're gonna give them our advice, and that's how we're gonna do it, guys. So let's get into it.
Okay, so our first listener
This, her caption, her title is "Being a Negro," and she says, "Hi Jasmine, I have divorced parents, and I've always went back and forth between my mom's and dad's
house.
house.
My stepmom lives in my dad's house too. My dad and stepmom have seen how toxic it is at my mom's house and let me choose which house
I want to live in. I choose my dad's, and now I'm going to start a new school in the town.
I am going to 8th grade. What do I do?
I want to lose my friends from my old school, but I also want to make friends at the new school. Any tips, Lexi?" Okay. Hi, Lexi. Having this familiar and very similar situation, I don't know how you feel, and in my personal opinion, the best thing you can really do is just try to keep in touch with your old friends. We live in the day and age of technology. Call, text, FaceTime, have hangouts, and just
They're a
stuff.
part of each other's lives, like.
Just because you are going to another school doesn't mean you have to erase your old friends out your life. You can still call them, you can still text them, "Hey guys."
Guys, how are you? And
Your friendships are really strong. You guys will be A-OK. You guys will be able to make it through. And for new friends, just get involved at your
school, like.
join clubs, join organizations,
This van.
dance, drama. Any type of club that your school has.
Just join it. If it interests you, join it. Sports teams, whatever you like. Just
Join it. When you go to class, be open, friendly, lighthearted. "Hey, how are you?"
you know, just try to make conversations with people and see.
Like you are someone who they could talk to. Seem welcoming. It's all about the type of energy you give off. And I should have, because apparently
I
not.
was in middle school. I gave
Mean girl energy off. People don't want to talk to me. I see that on me.
So, learn from my mistakes, because I was the new kid.
In middle school, I was a new kid in high school. Just be open, and if you try to talk to people and be nice,
Nice.
they're not like you, and they're gonna talk to me
So
too.
everybody's not gonna be your friend, though. And that's
It's okay, because you don't need anybody else. Other than that's definitely my best advice. Just go with an open mindset, and you'll be okay, buddy. Okay, so our next listener is M. Love the title. She said, "Girl is a queen."
I love you. Thank you. She says, "Jasmine, help, pretty please. I love your podcast a lot and I need help." Oh, I appreciate that. There was this guy that for a while had an adrenaline rush and I knew he liked me. And long story short, I confessed to him about a month or two ago. Recently, I started losing feelings and I want to be done. However, I feel awful about it because he's nice. His cousins are my friends and I don't want him to be mad at me or my friends who are his cousins either.
Which I doubt they will, but still. We text daily. We text daily, but I'm trying to figure out the best
Of
question.
action. Slowly text less and less until he stops to
We block right out. I don't know.
Please offer a less painful and a more painful option because
I need a choice. Help.
please. I love you, M. First off, I want to say I'm so sorry that my responses are late. I am taking.
Summer semester in college, and it's kicking my butt. And I'm taking a full course load, so all of June, I
was
was
in school. I start school back on Monday. I just had a final exam.
My Spanish class, so it's nonstop. But anyway, I apologize.
And hopefully this is still helpful.
Here's my best advice for you. Don't need a more painful and a less painful choice. Honesty is the only thing you need. Just be honest with him and let him know that, you thought you felt this way, you thought you were ready, but you're not. You're not in a place where
You can
you can
get.
give him what he wants and where you can give him the type of commitment that he deserves. It's always wrong to ghost someone, so don't just stop texting him.
Without any explanation, because it's wrong, and I've done it, and it's not fair to the boy. And it's just like if somebody ghosted you, you would be upset about it, and it's not fair. So you should never ghost a person.
Definitely. I just tell him what's going on.
Honest, be like, hey,
Know I confess my
feelings
feelings.
for you, and I know
I know that I told you I thought I was ready.
for something, but I really am not. And if he can't
Understand that, then he's really not the one for you anyway. And it's not your problem. Now, if you really needed the less painful option, and are you trying to be less
but
painful?
for yourself or him, it's also an important question. You could go
That's painful for you, but it's way more
painful
painful.
for him.
That's why I feel like you really just need to be honest. You can send me a text if you don't want to say it to him person to person, but make sure the text is well outlined. Show him that you're not just being a jerk, that you actually do
Feel bad that you care.
care. And if he can't understand that, you did everything in your power, and you don't owe him anything.
Anything else, girly?
So I hope that helps. And if it does, let me know. If it doesn't, we can definitely come up with more solutions. Cause I'm back, y'all. I'm back. Here's our next girlie. Hey, Swift. She says, I need help. I was recently in a relationship with a
Boy that I really like. I really thought that we had something, and I guess that's silly because I'm only 12, but I really liked him. He told me that he loved me so many times, and then
one day he just said that we should break up.
this is really, really hard for me. Please.
Please help me get through this. Girl, I wrote out what I wanted to say to you guys. I wanted to say that first. So I wanna just sub guys from that for a moment. Honey, you're 12. You are gonna get your heart made and broken so many more times, girl. It's okay. I remember when I was 12. I had this boyfriend, and he was my first kid. And he just made me feel like I was special to him, and like he didn't like me. And then I found out he was cheating on me with the other guys in school. And I went ballistic, getting crazy. And I was just extra. And I was making beef with girls. And oh my gosh, it was horrible. And honestly, looking back on it now, how many years ago? It's over 6 years ago. I don't care at all. It means literally nothing to me. And he was just there, He was just there and a part of a step in my life. That's it. He didn't mean anything. He doesn't mean anything. And that did a good hurt. But honestly, at that age, develop crushes
Like,
you change your underwear. I mean,
I like to.
I love him.
Okay, we broke up.
I like him. I love him.
Okay, we broke up. Like, at 12 years old.
Love is just this gushy little thing, and you don't know exactly what you want, and that's okay. You're
Oh,
young.
girly, you don't have to know.
You just have to let yourself love. You have barely even experienced real love yet. And the things you have now are going to seem so small in the future. You're not going to have so many relationships and experiences and many emotions, and you're going to find out so many times that this heartbreak is going to seem like nothing for you. But right now, my personal recommendation make a little playlist
of songs that make you feel your emotions.
Cry it out if you need to, and do things that you like to do. And I think that really helps. That's what I do. And anytime I'm sad, really crying, sleep, cartoons. And I'm in college, and I still like to do that. So just do that, because I mean, everybody deserves to feel their feelings. And even if you're wrong, you deserve to hurt. And I'm so sorry that it happened to you, love, and that you had to experience your first heartbreak. I just know that you're a strong young woman. And your future holds bright things if you're not even aware of it. So, we also have one last person that we have to talk to. Okay, so there's our last listener. Hey, Faith girl. So she says, please help me. I don't know what to do. So we're gonna read the message, guys. So Faith says, I don't know what to do.
Oh, there's a guy I like who's turning 16 very soon.
I'm just now turning 13 and I really like him.
Like, I never liked a guy this much and I can't tell if he likes me. I feel like he is always glancing at me, but I'm not sure. But I feel like he's watching me and we don't talk ever. But we go to the same church and I'm besties with his sister, so I followed him on Instagram. And he accepted, didn't send a request back, but didn't delete the request.
Now I'm super confused. Should I just give up on it? Help me, please. Alright, Faith. Stop where you are now.
For starters. Like, just stop what you're doing. Stop it now.
Stop. You're too young to be the same. Right now, y'all are in two different places. Mentally, y'all are in two different places.
And he
is probably at the stage where he wants things you're not ready for. I'm going to just be honest with you.
Okay, he's 16 years old. 16 years old, that's like 10th grade, love. In high school. 13 years old, that's 8th grader in middle school. And I know you're like, it's only 3 years.
But mentally, you're not in the same place. And people don't want things from you. I don't know if you are or if you're not. But he's gonna want things from you, like sex and commitment. And he's gonna have this, oh, well, I'm older, so I can have a control aspect on you. Like, and you're besties with his sister, and that's great.
Y'all go to the same church. So you may think you have some type of idea of him and you know who he is.
But let me tell you, everybody has that part of their life to be keep from their family. 16 years old, I was in high school, 16-year-old, girl and boys, we were talking about sex and doing things, but majority were actively having sex. And God knows things more that was sexual. And I just don't feel that it's appropriate for him to be in a situation with someone like you, because you're just really trying to understand who you are, your body. You just technically became a teenager, and you're just about to start stepping into that
playing field. Meanwhile,
he has already been there. He's just dealing with girls who have more developed bodies, or who can do more of the things he wants to do, or will give him more of the things he expects. I just don't want you to put yourself in a situation where you could possibly get hurt. It's not fair to you. It's not a good idea. And it's not safe. You are young and you are impressionable. And an older boy is going to know that, and he's going to try to take advantage of you. And that's something you do not want to happen. And I don't want that to happen for you either. So my best advice is that you just focus on you. Maybe a 13-year-old or 14-year-old.
I usually have this 2-year rule for dating. A date
boy is 2 years older than you. No more. But that's when she get a little more developed. 13, 16, no. 14, 16, not really, but maybe. 15, 16, yeah. 16, 18, maybe. 18,
in and where your maturity levels are. If you feel like you're mature enough to handle a situation, then by all means, you should.
If you don't feel like you're mature enough, I think the best thing
to do is just take yourself out of the situation
and acknowledge it as a little
crush that you had, but that's something that's not realistic for your moment in time right now.
Maybe when you guys are older, right now, I think you should find someone who's more age appropriate, around 13 or 14, who's kind of in the same area as you, just going into high school, maybe going through the same
things you're going through, and you guys can actually
understand and get each other. And that's just my personal thing.
Yeah.
And I really hope that it helps you. So guys, to wrap it up,
that is
all of the people we had in high school today. So once again, Faith, Swift, Anne, and Lexi, I truly hope that my words resonate with you guys and give you some help. And anybody else who is listening,
if you have any type of situation that is remotely similar, I hope this helps you too. And you are
always more than welcome to leave a piece, a comment, ask
for help, advice, or anything that you possibly could need.
Because once again, I'm here. I wish I had a big sister to talk to about things, if you would have been there for me, so that some situations that I were in when I was younger never happened. But I did. And I want to do that for you guys in any way possible. And you know, I just want to help you guys. But as you guys know,
love you, love bug gang.
And stay safe out there. I know it's been 2 years since it began, but COVID is still very real. Protect yourself. Physically, mentally, emotionally. Your health is important, guys, as well as it may be. Alright, so love you guys, and stay tuned because we will have a YouTube video coming out very, very soon. So I hope you guys tune in and watch it. We're like really glad to have a couple of new episodes coming out within the next month. So, love you guys, and we're also going to try to be doing podcast
episodes more regularly.
So, hopefully we can get past the next. Alright, bye, love you.